I could spend hours reading you and telling you stories of all the things that Jesus did. But to summarize briefly, I would say this, that he had and he was the one thing that we have been looking for since the garden. He lived it, he demonstrated it, and he revealed to us what we are really looking for. And when I tell you what it is, you had best prepare yourself. Because if you listen to me with ears of logic and processes of reasoning, the arm and the face of God will evade you this very day. But if you have eyes to see and ears to hear and hearts that are hungry to know, what is the thing that we have been looking for? What have I been searching for? What is it that has evaded me and yet it has been looking for me all of my life? Who was Jesus? What made him do the things that he did? What is he talking about when he gives his final command before crucifixion? I need to let you know that many of us have perverted and we have twisted this word to fit and to meet our own selfish desires and our own selfish needs. When I tell you what this word is, you may look at that word and scoff because of your past experiences. I need to let you know that because mankind has been desperately searching, we have become selfish and arrogant. We have hurt and bloodied one another, both in our flesh, both in our governments and our cultures. We have wounded and devastated those that we love the most. We have taken a word and shoved under it every kind of sin. But Jesus has come to truly define, no, this is really what it means. This is really what you're looking for, because we can read what he did while he was alive, and it can reach to the depths of our heart. It can leave us sometimes in confusion, scratching our head, saying, why did he go there to that Samaritan woman? Why did he spend time with a woman who was overlooked and unclean? Why did he make time for children? Why did he go to the paralytic? Why did he spit on a blind man? Why did he put the rich young ruler in his place? Why did he help a Roman centurion? When we begin asking these questions, that alone leaves us dazed and confused. But when we look at how he died, it tells us clearly in such a way that anyone who has any inkling of what we're looking for and what I'm talking about, we can only believe, we can only say, we can only sing, and we can only live like this one thing is true. Mankind requires, it is mandatory for fullness and satisfaction in our souls. There is one thing that we have been searching for and we could not find until now. And guess what? It was not God who was mad at us punishing us. It was our desperate search. It was our willingness to wound and devastate one another. It was us hewing out our own cisterns that caused us to miss this one fact. God is love. God is love. The living water that we require, that we cannot find and make for ourselves, is that God loves us. If you will allow me to quote the Apostle Paul, his death comes into clear perspective, and we can say these words, surely he has loved me and given himself for me. I want to let you know today, you are not a villain. You are not lost because you lost your way. You are not a slave because you did everything in your power to scratch that itch, to medicate that wound that was in your heart. You were simply searching for something that many people don't understand, because we thought the buzz of the alcohol, maybe that was love. We thought the feeling of cash money in our hand, maybe that's what love feels like. We felt like sometimes when we laid in the arms of our lovers, maybe this is what love looks like. But Chris Brown was right. Sometimes even lovers aren't always loyal. And we started to find out there's no bottle, there's no money, there's no throne I can sit on, there's no one who can hold me. And I'm gonna get Pentecostal for just 2 seconds. There ain't nobody can do me like how Jesus can do me. I want to let somebody in this room know God has not turned his face away from you. He came to this planet, he endured, he lived, and he faced the cross with his face set like a flint, because he is calling on behalf of his Father, declaring to you and to I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. He preached and said so much. There's a new kingdom. Behold, I come to make all things new. There's some people in this room, you're listening to me today, you're still old. I ain't getting no help over here. Let me try over here. Some of you listening to me are old, not because of the color of your hair or the vitality in your knees and hips. Because some of you might not yet have breached 20, but you're still old. What do you mean? You're old because you're still searching. Some of you are old because you're listening to what I'm saying, that don't make a lick of sense. That sounds like some fairy tale. That sounds like something that Shakespeare wrote. What are you talking about, love? Let me tell you something, dear friends. He did come and he made all things new. Not because he changed the nature of the trees, the color in the sky, or the rotation of the sun. He made all things new because through his death and his resurrection, he has shown us this, that on Friday, we had a glimpse and a hope that maybe love can change the world. But when his heart ceased to beat and we put his body in the tomb, those were the darkest 36 hours that history and the cosmos will ever know, because we thought that for just briefly hope and that love was going to win. We thought that maybe love can change us and change the world, but love lay dead in a tomb. But I need to remind you that on Sunday morning, when the sun started to shine in that garden, and when a tombstone started to roll out of the way and Jesus stepped out of there, I ain't nobody listening to me, when our Master and our Savior, when God in love incarnate walked out of a hole in the ground with holes in his hands and holes in his side, but he was alive and well. His eyes were like lightning and his hair was like white wool. Guess what he was saying to the world? You can have hope again, world. You can have joy again, mankind, because love has triumphed over sin and evil and death. I have, in fact, made all things new, because I didn't change the world. I changed mankind forever with the power of his love.